ready for the fastest 30 minutes in radio as we bring you full circle in what's happening in the exciting world of Michigan Tech athletics. It's time for Huskies Drive Time, found exclusively on your voice of the Michigan Tech Huskies, Mix 93 WKMJ. Huskies Drive Time is ready to roll. Now, here's your host, Dirk Hembroth.
Well, as always, we are recording the Huskies Drive Time today for later use, but this one might be more special than your every week Huskies Drive Time. We are so proud of what is going on with Michigan Tech sports this week. Michigan Tech football earning an NCAA bid home playoff game this Saturday. Michigan Tech hockey ranked number one in the nation. The basketball teams are getting back in action again, and just so much going on. Wes Fromm joins us here, and it really is a special week for Michigan Tech.
Yeah, it's been an awesome start to our 2014-15 athletic season, Dirk. Yeah, you figure in all the things you just mentioned, plus you know the soccer team making an NCAA tournament appearance. You know, we had the player of the year in women's tennis. You know, our cross country teams have both done really well. We've had a couple of athletes that have won races and have hopes of going to the nationals. Their regional meet is coming up on Saturday down in Evansville, Indiana. So it has been an awesome fall so far, and as we roll into the winter sports here and continue some of our fall sports, looking forward to continuing that success.
Well, it's a great thing, and you know the big buzz, of course, we all knew that Michigan Tech was home playoff on Sunday and early Monday, and then yesterday afternoon finding out about the hockey team being number one in the nation in the polls, and you know, kind of combining all that into one fantastic home weekend. After all that news, you know, everything's at home for those two teams. It's wonderful.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't remember a bigger home weekend in for Michigan Tech. You know, especially for in November. And obviously, we've had some big weekends in March and those type of things. But for November, this is as big as it gets. Obviously, the hockey team against Minnesota State, who's you know top 10 ranked and the preseason favorite in the WCHA, and just how important these games are will be if Michigan Tech has you know as it looks. Right now, they have hopes of winning a WCHA title. Long way to go, but these are going to be important at the end of the season. And so big games. It's going to be a lot of fun watching these games as well. And then obviously the playoff game, Michigan Tech, second ever NCAA tournament appearance and a second ever home game. The last time we were in, we hosted again. So kind of a weird deal that's the way it went.
Now, was it North Dakota?
It was North Dakota, okay. Yeah. They were Division II in everything but hockey back in at that time, 10 years ago. And of course, we were playing without Metlack, without Berger, and I think Morana was he was very banged up. So, and we just didn't have the offense. I think we lost that game 20-3. So, as far as we know, everybody's healthy and ready to go. And you know, this team is capable with the tools that we have. You know, playing in bad weather or those type of things to make a run in the NCAA playoffs. And we're looking forward to get it started here this Saturday.
Can't wait. Let's stop talking. We'll be right back. Coach Curley joining us here on Huskies Drive Time on Mix 93.